Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training with an introduction to Leading Words, our annual celebration of how NLP makes a difference in the lives of people who practice it and in the lives of the people they influence. This year, my keynote at Leading Words is called From Monkeys to Miracles. And it's really about language and how language works. There must have been a time you thought, I wish they could just say what they mean. Why don't people just say what they mean? And maybe a different time when you thought, I don't know how I could make it any clearer. I don't get why they're not understanding. Well, to get why they're not understanding, you have to start with the mind and how it works. And the Buddhists call it monkey mind. And that suggests sometimes, you know, that there's a solitary monkey in your mind jumping around from one thing to another. But I think your mind is more like a whole troop of monkeys. And some of them are squabbling, and some of them are cuddling, and some of them are grooming, and some of them are chasing food, and some of them are playing tricks, and it's all happening at once. Because your mind is full of memories, of emotions, of priorities, of ideas, of connections, and of what you are noticing about the people around you. It can feel really crowded in there. And language works one sound at a time, one word at a time. It's really, really simple. If you can't hear one sound at a time, one word at a time, you can't understand. So in your head is a troop of monkeys, in their head is a troop of monkeys, and somehow when language is used just right, all of those monkeys settle down, gather together, and listen as one to make communication happen. And that moment when all of the monkeys are still for just a fraction of a second long enough for communication to happen, that's what I mean by miracles. So if you come to Leading Words, you'll hear what you need to think about when you're using language to get your monkeys to settle down and to engage the monkeys in the minds of the people with whom you want to communicate. You'll hear from other people about mindfulness, about leadership, about the miracle question. And you'll even get to work on that problem for the ages. How do I make enough time? I'd love to see you October 17th at Leading Words.